This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. Mergers, whether in the corporate world or the not-for-profit world, are undertaken with promises of greater efficiency, resource utilization, strength, and growth. But make no mistake, they are difficult maneuvers to pull off successfully. Merging staffs, technologies, workplace rules, and especially cultures is extremely difficult. Failure to resolve issues early can leave the new organization mired in conflict and incapable of realizing the advantages promised through merger. Last spring, a 103-year-old Mercy High School in Westwood and 58-year-old Macaulay High School in College Hill merged and will open for the first day of class next Wednesday, August the 15th, as Mercy Macaulay High School. We are joined today by some of the new leaders of this effort, the president of Mercy Macaulay High School, Patricia Reggio, and the director of the athletic director, Denise Harvey, and the assistant principal for student programs, Michelle Hinton. To join our conversation, please call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We are on Facebook and Twitter, and if incoming students call looking for their first assignment, I'll be surprised. Okay, so welcome to Cincinnati Edition, all of you. Must be pretty exciting. Patty Reggio, you're about to open next week, so there's been a lot of planning that's been going on, but now it's down to the wire. So what's the mood generally, and what's your mood?
Yes, it's go time, as they say. And Dan, I want to say thank you to WVXU and to you for inviting the Mercy Macaulay team to come spend some time with you. I completely appreciate your opening because I think there can be a fair amount of angst. However, I will say that as a new school, and technically we're not a merger, technically the two schools closed. There were ceremonies at both schools at the end of the school year, and we are opening as a brand new Catholic Mercy High School, Mercy Macaulay High School, on the former campus of Macaulay High School in College Hill. Having said that, when it comes to mood and how are things going, in the midst of all of the planning, culture was probably the number one topic of conversation and will continue to be, not just for the leadership team, but for our student leaders and anyone involved in helping us to develop our new school and in a way that we believe reflects the values that are both Catholic and Mercy in this community.
So I would, Patty, I know you're a graduate of Mercy.
Yes, I am.
And Denise, how about you? What's your connection here? What side of the fence, although both of them closed and now we've got a new school, but where did you come from?
I am a proud Mercy grad as well, and okay. I've been serving as the athletic director for 7 years at Mercy High School and a 20-year employee, okay. So that's a little bit of my background.
Okay, and Michelle?
I'm also a Mercy grad, a class of 1994.
Okay. My wife would kill me if I didn't point out she was a member of the first class of Macaulay High School, and my daughter is also a graduate of Macaulay High School. But in this whole process, you know, redoing the mission and vision statements, I'm sure was sort of critical. And first off, how'd that get done, and who did you involve? And I don't know who wants to take this one on, but I don't want to stay with Patty the whole time. Michelle, how about you?
Unfortunately, I only came on board July 1. So okay. Prior to this time, I was not involved in that piece of
that was
the puzzle
already completed.
All coming together. Yes.
Yeah. I could probably speak to that a little bit. Okay. We did a lot of planning throughout the months as the two legacy schools and administrators and leadership of the two schools at the time in conjunction with the transition committee, which were folks that were tasked with leading the transition to our new school. So the vision and mission statement were born from that group in addition to our branding company that was, brought on board to help us kind of solidify everything and help us to create the verbiage that goes with our vision as Mercy Educators.
Okay. And when you say the branding company, new identity for the athletic teams, new colors,
new logo, all of that kind of stuff is what goes into that. So trying to really create a new way of looking at what's going on. So from the athletic team's point of view, Denise, it's the Wolves now?
It is. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
What's sort of the connotation there?
Well, I think a couple of things went into that. There was input given along the way to developing the colors and the mascot. And I don't know how familiar you are with the nature of wolves, but
not
they
personally.
Yes, correct. Of course. Not in Cincinnati anyways until now. Wolves do like to travel in packs, and they do draw their strength from the larger community, and in addition to being as a strength as individuals, if you will. So I think that was discussed at length, and I think that was definitely part of the decision-making process. So we definitely are wolves on the field, and we are orange, gray, and white, and you will notice us at every turn. And we are thrilled to debut those choices because we think they're very strong.
Patty Reggio, the first sentence of the vision statement is, quote, Mercy McCauley High School is where young women gain a broader worldview as part of the community, not part of the crowd. What's that sentence mean to you?
So I think the theme of community is something that any Mercy school across the United States or quite frankly around the world, we're one of more than 60 Mercy schools that are both national and international, would resonate with. Community is part of who we are as an organization. It will be a theme that isn't necessarily stated in our core value list, but it is always a part of who we present ourselves to be in the community. Having said that, we want each of our young women not only to express community, but to be individuals. And so not a part of the crowd means that they don't have to follow, that they're leaders. And leadership is one of our core values that we express to our young women. And so we don't want to stand out in a self-aggrandizing way, but we want our community to stand out in such a way that we are uniquely Mercy McCauley.
Okay. Michelle, the question of student body. How large is the student body at Mercy McCauley? And if you take the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors of in the two schools that pre-existed, how many of those sort of transferred over and became part of this new the new school?
So we retained about 95% of the students who are coming from Mercy, Mother Mercy High School and McCauley High School to join Mercy McCauley. Our enrollment is 726 as of today. You know, those enrollments this time of year fluctuate a little bit every day, but we have a really strong student body for next year. We're super excited.
Okay. And Patty, what's the size of the incoming freshman class who – because they weren't in either of the predecessor schools.
Correct. So we have a very strong class of 136, again, as of today. We are very pleased with the number of families and young women who have shown the confidence in Mercy McCauley High School as a place where they can receive Catholic Mercy education, the place where they receive it here in Cincinnati. I will say that that particular group really took a leap of faith in us, and we are thrilled to invite those young women to join us, and those who have accepted the invitation are strong leaders in and of themselves. And we know from talking to our freshmen that they view themselves as pioneers, and so we're already proud of them before they even get here.
Yeah, they get there the day before the 15th is what it looked like to me on your calendar.
Yes.
On the 14th.
They come for an orientation of their own, yes.
Okay. And, you know, what's been the role and what do you hope the role to be of the alumni organizations of the two former schools and, you know, yes, they're part of the larger community, but they have some special relationship here. So what's your goal in terms of involving people who are graduates of one of these two predecessor institutions?
So I'll take that one, Dan. Both as an alum myself and as someone that has worked her whole life in alumni engagement, I can say both personally and professionally that the lifeblood of our legacy is lived out every day through our alumni. And so while alumni engagement might be interpreted as advancement, and we certainly would like the support of our alumni to help us maintain an affordable education for our wolves now and in the future, really, they are the spirit of who we are. And we have many other engagement opportunities for them. Certainly, we'd like them to come to our athletic contests. We have multiple opportunities to volunteer. But our Women Lead program is also a wonderful opportunity for, and our Women Who Inspire event every year are both wonderful opportunities for the women who I would say are the giants that are the shoulders for our young women of the future, can come and spend time with them, tell their stories, and really exemplify for our young wolves what it really means to be a woman of mercy.
So my understanding is that on the night of the 15th, the first day, there is an open invitation. Is that right?
That's correct.
To people
that's
who graduated correct. From those two institutions to come and see the new institution.
That's correct.
So that's an opportunity right from the beginning. So, Michelle, in Catholic education, especially in schools that were founded by a religious order, in your case, the Sisters of Mercy, what's the charism? What's the identifying features that you think you want to have stand out for the students? And what's going to make the difference for them between going to this school and going to any other Catholic school or much less any school?
Sure. We have our list of core values that are important to us. But I think beyond those five of faith, leadership, compassion, service, and excellence throughout all of that. I think beyond those, the one thing that stands out about the charism is hospitality. And it's, what Patty was speaking about before, that spirit of welcome, that spirit of community that exists, it's different than other schools that you walk into. And I know every school will say that, but I truly believe that, that there is an overall spirit of community and of welcome and of hospitality that goes back to Catherine McCauley, the foundress of the order.
What's it mean for the Sisters of Mercy are the sponsors of this school? Is that correct? What's that mean concretely?
Yes, it's a technical term for how our governance works. And so I, the president, report to our board of directors, and our board of directors ultimately has responsibility to the Sisters of Mercy. And so we are a separate 501c3 from other Mercy schools, but we have a connection that legitimizes our Catholicity through the order for us as our sponsors as Sisters of Mercy schools.
What's the tuition for this year?
So it's just over $11,250.
How would that compare to the earlier tuitions for the other two schools?
I think it's fairly comparable. We made some choices, Dan, and actually they were at the directive of the sisters when we were announced that we would be establishing a new school. The directives were simple and concrete, and they were that the transition committee and all of us participating in the transition would put our students at the very center, what is best for the girls with every decision that we make, and that the school would be sustainable now and in the future. And so we believe we have priced it at a place where it's a lot. It's a commitment. Families will, in some cases, have to come together. Having said that, as is the case with all private schools, we need to maintain excellence, which is the thread that threads through all of our core values every day. And so we believe that our price reflects that excellence. And we also have a very keen interest in having sustainable policies related to any financial aid that is also given. And so
there is possibility of some financial
aid. There is a possibility of financial aid, and every student family has that opportunity to apply through our third-party provider each and every year.
Denise, you've been with Mercy. Now you're with Mercy McCauley. What's the role, what's the place of an all-girls high school at this point?
Just in the general education landscape? Or
yeah, I mean, you know.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the main benefits of that would just be the constant leadership opportunities that are presented for our students, the ability to take advantage of the opportunities that we're able to offer in the classroom, which is one of the things that really sets Mercy McCauley apart. We're really focusing on giving the girls an experience in the classroom that prepares them for their next step in education, their next step in life, through not only leadership, but the opportunity to take part in blended courses. That's going to be a major game changer for us and, more importantly, for our students. And I think that women in those roles and having the opportunity to build the student programs that they want, to lead all of those student programs, to make educational choices that are limitless, I think that is just going to continue to build confidence in leadership that the young ladies need as they move forward.
The process of assembling the faculty, as I went through the faculty list, there were a lot of names I recognized who had been either on one of the other two faculties. But Michelle, you just said that you just joined in July, so we'll get to you in a minute. But what was the process for selecting the faculty?
So as Denise mentioned earlier, our transition committee, which was appointed by the Sisters of Mercy, five individuals chaired by Tom Otten, retired principal of Elder High School, they really undertook the nuts and bolts of establishing the framework and the groundwork for the new school. And that included all of the hiring for the new school. And so, as you acknowledged, we have a number of our capable faculty that will be rejoining us. We also have some folks that came to us from the outside. And together we have what we believe constitutes the best of the best.
So for you, Michelle, I don't know, were you in teaching? Were you in education?
So prior to this role, I served actually as the director of secondary schools for the Archdiocese. So I was serving as the support person for the principals at these two schools, but as a Mercy alum, really wanted to be a part of this.
Okay. And so how many of you type, outsiders, newcomers, whatever, pioneers who have joined the faculty. How many of them are there? And
myself included, I believe that we have 9 new faculty members coming on.
Well, actually,
that's
fairly sizable. Mm-hmm. And the total faculty is about what?
It's just over 60, mm-hmm. I believe.
Just Correct. Over 60. So that's a pretty sizable yeah. group of people. So what are some of the things that you've been doing over the last few months to really get ready for next week? What are the most important things that you've been engaged in?
So I'll take that one. I think that, you know, you started, we're ending where we began, essentially, and that is building the foundation for building the culture of the new school. So in July, we onboarded officially our new employees that were working through the summer, primarily administrative staff. And just this coming week, on Thursday and Friday, we'll welcome the rest of our faculty, our contract faculty, back to the school, and we'll be embarking on team building and professional development and essentially starting our year almost as a startup, Dan. So we're approaching ourselves as a legacy institution that has an opportunity to be a startup. And so that with that comes all of the structural challenges that come with a startup, recruiting a new board, onboarding a new board, new employees, new opportunities to revisit policies and procedures and norms for the organization. And so we think this is the unique challenge of Mercy McCauley High School. And I can speak as the chair of the leadership team that I think all of us are up to the challenge and ready for it.
Denise, we're almost out of time, but how's this felt to you?
It's felt familiar and new all at the same time. And I think that would ultimately be part of our goal is to create that familiar Mercy spirit. And by Mercy, I mean Sisters of Mercy, and also to freshen up our everything that we can do for our students, which is our main focus each and every day.
Okay. Well, I want to wish all of you the best as you get started. And 50 years ago, this time was my first year teaching right down the street at LaSalle High School. So it's also a nostalgic time for me. So Patricia Reggio, the president of Mercy McCauley High School, also Michelle Hinton, the assistant principal, and Denise Harvey, the athletic director. Good luck. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. Segment producer is Layla Shukui. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our programs are available on the website, wvxu.org. I'm Dan Hurley. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU.